There are too many bystanders in the world. People every single day stand by and watch horrible things happen without attempting to change them at all. Straddling both sides of the fence, I've questioned if upstanders really do exist at all. Eric, my absolute best friend, showed me that they do. I spent the 3 years of my middle school becoming best friends with Eric. It didn't happen overnight, though. When I was younger, I was a lot more stubborn than I am now. I was also scared of change, taking risks, and standing up for people and myself. Eric, on the other hand, did not have that fear. He demonstrated that about halfway through sixth grade during an English presentation. There was this kid, whose name I've lost through the years, but I remember he was slightly on the heavy side. His desk broke in the middle of the presentation and everyone started laughing. He sat there, on the floor, in the middle of the room, while everyone laughed and the teacher stood by watching. There were so many things wrong with the situation, but I couldn't move. All I could do was stand and watch as this kid's face turned red and my peers pointed and laughed. The moment lasted a few seconds, but it felt like hours had passed, just waiting for me to make the move I never did. Eric was the only one who did not stand idly by. He moved the desk, grabbed his friend's hand, helped him stand up, and shut the class up. Eric earned my respect, and soon after that, my friendship. It's been 7 years since then, but I will never forget what I learned that day. Upstanders are still alive in the world. Today, I find myself on the line between upstander and bystander. For me, that means being a role model. I may not have the courage yet to help the little old lady get her bags on the bus or tell my friends that what they're joking about is wrong, but being an inspiration for strength is my way of being an upstander. If my determination and ambitions in school volunteering and after-school clubs have been an inspiration to anyone, then I will be making Eric proud. With a perspective, I am Amber Reyes.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.